Hello.
Hey, Kim, Scott.
Yeah, hey, buddy.
How are you?
Well, I'm not doing real good, but I'm hanging in there.
You got your treatments and stuff in? What are they doing?
Yeah, that's all done. I've done the chemo and the radiation. So I'm just trying to heal the swelling of this little BB at the base of my esophagus. Radiation swelled it. So it's covering about 95% of my opening, but it'll go down now. It didn't enlarge in it. It just swelled it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Yeah, and then it'll go down. So I'm on a feeding tube. I've lost 40 pounds, buddy.
Oh, bud.
Yeah, so, but the doctors are optimistic. I finally realize what that word means after all my life. Optimistic means it's a plus. So they're optimistic. It's just a little teeny thing. It's as big as a marble, but it's swelled. I'm repeating myself.
No, you're
good. But anyway, I'm having a tough time eating. See, I don't eat. And I'm losing weight, and that really bothers me. So in the next couple weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, they're going to go in and they're going to snatch this BB. You know, and end this problem once and for all, and then another month or two, I'll be able to eat normal. So anyway, buddy, I don't want to bore you.
I hadn't talked to you, and I wanted to just check in on you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't care about business. We've been friends for a long time now. I just wanted to see how you're doing.
I see. Well, I appreciate that. You know, when my computer went dead, so I'm trying to figure out how to get my inventory back on there again. Now, Taylor knows all about that. He's so busy. We haven't got around to that. But in the next week, I got to get my, not my email, but I'm a little delusional, old buddy.
No, you're good.
I got to get my my email back together, I guess we would call it that, to where my inventory, your inventory, excuse me, will show up again. I can't think of the term. What's it called?
The inventory link?
Yeah, there's a name for that, though. What am I trying to do? I'm trying to... Shit. Unbelievable. Oh.
Don't stress it, bud. You're good. You're good.
Anyway, I got to get that back in order. Because there's a couple people in the hospital that were nurses that were interested. See, this tube came apart in my belly.
Oh.
You can imagine that to my intestines. So I had to have another operation to connect it. And so I had to do 3 or 4 days in the hospital. And there were some nurses, a guy and a gal, that were interested, and they said they'd get a hold of me, but they can't get a hold of me because it's not documented. So I got to get that back in order, whatever. Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I have my own issues, but I had a great doctor's appointment this morning, so I'm doing great.
Oh, good, buddy. Glad to hear it.
So I'm down about 65 pounds myself. So,
pardon me?
I'm under 200 pounds the first time in, gosh, probably 35 years.
Oh, good for you, man.
Yeah.
I can picture your face, but of course, I've never seen a stand-up, so I didn't know that you were, in your opinion, you were overweight.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I'm down to 160. I can't.
I know.
I'm down to my... I'm below my high school weight. I was a running back for North Central High School for 3 years. And my weight was 185.9. But now I'm down. Yeah, I'm down to 160, 170.
Well, to give you an idea, I'm 5'9 and I was 265.
Oh, that's too much. That's too much.
Yeah, and I'm down to 195, so... The goal weight is 170, and I got sick in August, and I had to change my entire lifestyle, and I did, and here we are 3 months later, and after
Well, did you have the COVID?
No, diabetes. Didn't know I had.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Came into work. I had been sick and lost a little bit of weight and came into work one
mm-hmm.
day. My manager convinced me to call the doctor. I went in and they did some blood tests, and I went to the hospital that night and didn't come home for a week.
Wow.
My blood sugar was over 900. The doctor told me again this morning, she goes, I can't believe you're alive, much less doing as well
Whoa.
As you're doing. So I went from 4 injections a day down to 1, and then next week I start just 1 a week.
So no more chocolate donuts, huh?
No, as I sit here eating or drinking a protein shake.
Like Boost and stuff?
Similar, yeah. It's called Core, but you have lots of protein and no sugar.
I see. That's amazing. I'm borderline. I take a pill for diabetes.
Well, I've been taking metformin for 3 months and a couple other things. And
wow, that's amazing.
Bud, it's crazy.
That's amazing you caught it like that.
If it wasn't for my doctor, I would be gone.
Isn't that? This aging process is a bunch of bullshit. Pardon my language.
I agree with you. It's totally bullshit. Don't tell
anybody. Well, it is. It is. I'm a little indifferent to it. It's ridiculous, you know, especially for women. Women age terribly so, and I feel sorry for them. I think it's the makeup that ages them. That's just my opinion. It's sad. It's a bunch of bullshit, you know. But that's okay. That's the way it is. That's the way it's always going to be, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so. Anyway, old buddy, I got to get my inventory, my website. There you go. I got to get my website back in order. And I know, you don't think I'm talking bullshit with you. You know, I'm doing the best
I
can.
You got to get your health back. That's all I'm worried about.
Well, I appreciate that, old buddy. Well, okay, so.
I'll check in with you in a couple weeks. Make sure you're doing okay.
Okay, sounds good.
You got it.
I appreciate the concern, old buddy.
We're friends.
All right. I'll talk to you later on.
See you soon. Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.